Sif Gimel. This is a whole new din. Like it could have just, I think, could have just as easily been a new simon. Hashol machavero talis. If a person borrows from his friend a talis, she'enu mutzu yetzes. In other words, he gets, I'm borrowing from you a four-quarter garment that has no tzitzis on it. Pata milahata but tzitzis, kol shloshim yom. I don't need to fix tzitzis to it for 30 days. Tzitzis, as a pasuk says, ksuscha, your
garment, and it's not mine, it's yours.
So I don't need to fix tzitzis to it. Velo shalacherim. Ksuscha means yours and not other people's. Avl achar shloshim yom, chai madura banan. After 30 days, I need to fix tzitzis to it because it looks like it's yours. Nation near it, kishalo. It looks like it's yours. I mean, it looks like it's the guy's had it for a long time already. Fine, Hagah, the Ramah says, Vim hechzir tok shloshim yom v'chazer v'lakcho. What happens if every 29 days I return it to you, give, take, doesn't matter, enum et starf, they don't add up. Rak be'inyin shloshim yom retzufin. 30 straight days is what makes it look like yours. Okay, legalistic religion, what do you want? Right? Now, if I borrow it from you, it's your garments. It's not ksusi. It's not ksuscha, meaning it's not mine. It's someone else's. That's confusing, right? It's not my tzitzis. It's your tzitzis. So, and it has strings already in it. The mechaber paskins mevarach aleh miyad. When I put it on from you, I bought it from you, I can make a bracha then, even though it's not mine. Really, if it's not mine, I shouldn't have to make tzitzis. I shouldn't make a bracha. But you. We'll get to the Mishnah Berurah and discuss the issues here. Okay. So, first of all, Sivkat and Tess, a person's potter for 30 days. I'm potter for 30 days. What happens if I actually, despite my patur, go and fix tzitzis within those 30 days and I make a bracha? I remember, I bought it from you. Let me have it. So then, Lahifsin, I don't lose anything. The same way a woman who's not chayat to shake a lulav, but if she does, she makes a bracha and gets a mitzvah. So too, I'm not chayat to tie tzitzis, but if I do, I get a mitzvah, and I can make a bracha. Just like women are patras, so are you, but you can make a bracha. Umamela, and therefore it comes out. It's no problem in walking. If I borrow your tzitzis, and then I borrow your begin, and I fixed tzitzis to it, so really I wasn't chayav to, but I did anyways. Now the question is, can I walk in Shabbos with that garment? It's really midrash, so I have to attach them, but they're tzitzis attached. It's carrying tzitzis that aren't mitzvah tzitzis. The answer is, yeah, it's no problem. Tidoy hula begin. Like we said before, tzitzis are like, it's like, you know, I made sort of the only half tongue-in-cheek statement before that it's like the Jewish style of wearing things, if you will. It's like it's an adornment to the begin. That's how, it's a Jewish garment, and therefore it's okay. Like cufflinks, we said, like cufflinks. Okay, so that's fine. I mean, nothing extraneous. If you got the tzitzis strings in your pocket, like not attached to the garment that's carrying it, you can't do it on Shabbos. But since they're fixed, it's like that makes it like into a nice Jewish baguette, and it's fine. Okay. Sivkat of Yud, Midura Banan. The Mechaber had said, after 30 days, you must affix the tzitzis Midura Banan, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yivarchaleh, of course, make a bracha. You make a bracha in the mitzvah derabbanan, but you make a bracha anyways, that's fine. V'socher, okay, this is a little technical here, but a socher, if instead of borrowing your talis, I rented it from you, dino kishoel, the same rules apply. If I rented it from you 30 days, same as if I borrowed it from you, fine. I'm skipping the parentheses. Ubi'itur, compares to bala'itur, the Mishnah Berurah says, Matsasi, he found shekasav u'schiros mispikalan, that the bala'itur wasn't so sure if schiros, what its status is. Okay, we're moving on. It's not relevant to us. Okay, fine. Yirah, Sivkat Yirah, Mevarach Aleh. That's my reminder, I have 5 minutes, but I don't need it anymore. Huh? Okay, anyways. The Mechaber had said that you can, if you borrow a friend's tzitzis and it sits on already, you can make a brach on it. So he says, V'yesh machmirin, there are those who say, oh no, you can't make a brach on it. V'sovin shlo levarach, ele imken nasan lo beferish b'matana amanas la'achzir. If it's my garment and not yours, you don't have a mitzvah to, the mitzvah was, when you wear your garment, make sure your tzitzis are attached. Since it's not your garment, you haven't got a mitzvah, make sure the tzitzis are attached to your patzah, and therefore, how can you make a bracha? So, he's now the Mishabura saying that those who are machmir and say, not like the machaber, they say, if it's your tzitzis, there's no, I'm not chayv making, if it's your garment, I'm not chayv having tzitzis, therefore I can't make a bracha on it, because it's not mine. Right? Unless I take it, unless when you gave me your talis, you gave it to me as a matana amanas lahachzir. That means, you're probably familiar with this from like sukkahs, so it's common. It's a given as a gift, so it's yours, the recipient's. But I'm making a condition that I want it back. Yours for now, but I want it back and it'll become mine again. Okay? Ach, nevertheless, Rov Achronim is scheming Lipsak Shulchan Aruch. Most Achronim do agree with the Shulchan Aruch that you can make a bracha, not a problem. The Tamhu, the reason why, in other words, the people who are Machmir, no one argues with their Sfar. It's certainly true that if I'm borrowing your garment and it's yours, no bracha to be made. So how come we can get away without having it being Matana Almanach Lahatzer explicitly? Because they say, listen, when I lent you my talis, of course I didn't lend it to you as a tablecloth. I lent it to you because I know you needed a talis to wear. And I'm doing it for the sake of big mitzvah objects. Of course I wanted you, maybe not a big lump that I didn't realize mitzvah, but I had in mind it should be yours to make a bracha on, and then like Hashem will figure out what that requires, which means a temporary, you know, a matana almanas lahachzir. Right? So therefore, like, we'll impute that was the intention of the giver. Right? That's why am I giving it to you? Right? Since if I give you my talis, you can't make a bracha without it being yours temporarily. When I gave it to you, like, it's as if I meant you should be able to keep it. You know, keep it meaning yours while you have it until you give it back to me. Nevertheless, now that Mishnah Berurah has spoken out the issues, therefore he says, listen, ideally, lecharchila, the better way to go for sure is the vakish mashiel, to request from the owner of the talis who's lending it out, to say, give me your talis as a matana amanas lahakzir, as a gift. Explicitly, then everything falls away. Fine. V'lo leikuva, but don't go crazy if you didn't try to. Don't worry about it. He poskens, make a bracha, no problem. Now, v'dafkim sha'al menu talis b'hamyuchad l'mitzvah. Now, I told you the story was, because when I'm lending you my talis, I didn't mean it as a tablecloth, I meant it for a mitzvah's sake. But what happens, aval im hu beged ha'omed l'levisha? It's just like, artist, it's raining, and I see you happen to have a great poncho, and I say, oh, can I borrow your poncho? And you're like, oh, this is a great poncho. It happens to be chayv and tits, I put tits on it. But I'm borrowing it for the sake of wearing a poncho? So then, right, we're not going to impute that when you're giving to me, you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, you're doing it for the sake of a poncho, and therefore if you don't speak out that you're giving it to me, who says you'd give it to me, and therefore I can't make the bracha yet. So a beggar to open the levisha, it's just a garment for clothing. V'rak kevet shepasuch rubo, just since it's technically chayv and tzitzis, osam bo tzitzis. And it's not our normal talis katan, nor our talis. Some other weird garment that happens to have tzitzis because of a technical reason. V'lo naaseh b'shvil mitzvah tzitzis. You're not putting on for the sake of tzitzis, or letting for the sake of tzitzis. It's just for wearing the garment. V'chein mushal talis melalos la Torah. If a person, I borrow your Torah for a second because I get an aliyah. So you're giving to me not for the sake of a mitzvah now, a mitzvah tzitzis, you're giving to me for the sake of coveted tzibur. Or la'avod l'tnei ateva, or I'm going to daven from the amud, so you give it to me, so the rules are, the guy daven from the amud wears a talis because of coveted tzibur, but not for the mitzvah sake, just for the covet sake, it's like the poncho. Or the duchen, or it's a kohen, and he wants, put the talis over when he makes the duchening. Again, it's for the sake of some technical other reason than other than mitzvah. She'en elish mishuma kava, the reason why you're giving him the talis is for kava, not for the mitzvah tzitzis. Ein mevarchen alav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the recipient, the Kohen who runs taking your talis to cover his head, because he's a bachar, does not make a bracha. If you didn't explicitly tell him you're giving him to Mezah Matana. He's the reason why he's borrowing it is rak le malbush lechud lo lahaknos lo. I'm giving it to you so you can put it on, not to actually so you should own it temporarily. Vish cholkim bazeh, there are others who say, no, come on. Asfir lehu, the b'chol gavni mevarchin. I know there are tzitzis there. I'm giving it to you. There's a reason why this is the thing we're using the covenant and the bracha you should make on it. And since there's a machlokas here, do you or don't you? Now you got a problem in your hands. It's brachas of a talis, a problem. Therefore, al ken kasam b'derachayim. The derachayim gives you an eitzah. The yosar tov, the right thing to do. If you're borrowing a talis from a private person, we'll see in a second, a private person to go duchen or dump from the amud or get an aliyah and you're a bach, you don't have whatever it is. So then, the right thing to do is Yoser Tov Shiachavin B'chol Elu Shlo Liknos. That the instead of the, since you don't know what the giver is thinking, the taker, you should think, Davka, I'm not acquiring this talus. So that way, even if he's giving it to me, I'm an as la'achzir, I'm a tana, who cares? I'm not accepting it. It's his talus. I'm wearing his talus. Since it's his talus, I'm pasuk for 30 days, and therefore I'm not making a bracha. So forswear off, so to speak, your ownership in it, and therefore you don't have to worry about making a bracha. That's the way to go. Everyone agrees that no bracha is required. Levad ma'atalas shashal ba'eis atzfil letzesbo. That excludes, of course, if I'm borrowing a talus from you to wear for davening, for my own private davening, that's because there's a mitzvah to wear talus in your daven, then of course you're giving it to me. Of course you're giving it to me. We're back to for the sake of a mitzvah, and therefore I don't need to have kavanah not to acquire it. I can just take it stam and make a bracha. Fine. Clear the difference? Yeah. V'chol zeh b'talitos shel ish prati. Everything we said up to now is we're talking about private people's talisim, and therefore the issue is, does he give it to me? Does he not give it to me? Avol b'talitos shel kahal, this is the Mishnah Berurah's psak. Others argue, but this is Mishnah Berurah's psak. If you are getting aliyah and you're taking a tziburim, based tefillah's talis, ke'ein shelanu, just like in his world and rod in there, shemetsuyetzes b'bate knesios, you find that every shul, there are spare talisim for whoever needs to get aliyah, etc. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins, sarach levarach alav l'kuliyama, he says, no doubt about it, you have to make a bracha then. Why? A filu kishalov shel rak la'avar l'fnei ha'teva, even if you only put it on just to daven from the amud, whatever it is, ololos l'torah, get an aliyah, mishum, because it's different than a private person. Here, the talis shel kahal, when the kahal bought the talis, adai to the achi kanu, they bought it, saying like, whoever wears it, it should be his for that time. Like, what else are you buying a communal talis for? So therefore, metchila, that was a kavanah from the outset, shekol mi shelo v'shoso shiya shelo. Kamot be'esrog, same as like, forget esrog, leave that set. Kamot like an esrog, as would be in Radim, there's one esrog to go around, when the community buys one for everyone. The point is, the shul buys a talis, it's for people to wear, and of course it's for the sake of the mitzvah, and of course they can make a bracha, and it says Mishnah Berurah, fine, you can rely on his psak. Vayin mashab kasati bir lacha b'shem shari Ephraim. Okay, the others disagree, but that is what you can do. So remember, if you want to rely on the Mishnah Berurah, you're good to go and make a bracha in a talis, even if it's a barred one from the shul. If you want to be afraid for the other people, you could just swear off having the, you can say, I'm not taking any ownership in the talis, and then you can put it on without a bracha. Okay, so if you want to be a lot, then you can do it either way. Okay.